I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow for her thoughts on the recent passage in the Senate of the latest farm bill. Here's more with what's going on with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow.
First of all, this is written every 5 years, as you know, and it's a big deal. It's a jobs bill for Michigan. And when we broadly look at agriculture, we're including forestry. Obviously, what we're doing in timber in the UP is very, very important. It's also the legislation that lays out funding for small towns and rural communities through what we call rural development. And so everything from the water and sewer and roads and bridges and small business loans of emergency equipment, police and fire equipment is gotten through grants through rural development. I mean, telemedicine, I mean, everything that we care about for small towns like where I grew up in Clare and every town really in the UP. And so I've been able to expand this. I'm the lead Democrat, and I basically operate as a co-chair of the committee because the current chairman and I have worked together for so many years. So we partner together, and we've been able to increase a focus and additional dollars even beyond what we did in the budget to expand high-speed internet, which is so critical. Also, rural water investments, we've been able to expand dollars, and focus also on new opportunities in bio-based manufacturing. So how we use renewable materials like wood, which is so very important. And a bill of mine called the Timber Innovation Act was incorporated into the Farm Bill that allows research on new uses of wood for tall buildings, which people don't think about wood as being that strong. And, of course, we all know that it is, and it's sustainable and renewable. And so expanding opportunities for manufacturing, bio-based manufacturing, is something that's not only good for the country, this is something that is incredibly important for us as it relates to northern Michigan. So, but right now, I should say that one of the ways that we're going to see rural development coming in to help, and this is part of what we do in the Farm Bill, is what has happened in terms of the flooding. I was up over a week ago now, I mean, right after the amazingly powerful rains that came that just tore up everything and Houghton and Hancock and then, as you know, down to Menominee and over in Gogebic County. And I had the head of rural development with me, and we were talking about long-term ways beyond the emergency dollars that the federal government can come in with, but long-term ways through rural development that we will be able to support the community being able to rebuild those roads, put the pipes back underground. I can't believe that the water literally pulled those pipes up, wrecked the road, and pulled the water and sewer pipes up. It was extraordinary and scary and powerful what happened. But there's going to be a lot of rebuilding needed. And through this thing we call it the five-year Farm Bill, rural development will play an important role in that.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow talking about the Farm Bill. It made it through the Senate with a strong bipartisan majority. 86-11, I believe, was the vote. Now it sets up. It sets up a conference committee now with the House. They have a version. You start making this, you know, making this legislation, and you've been here before. But there is a strong bipartisan coalition of senators that you were able to help build. How important will that be in getting this through this conference committee process with the House and getting the legislation, getting it signed, and getting this done?
Well, it's absolutely critical. First of all, farm bills have always been bipartisan. I was shocked that the House tried to, and eventually, after two tries, ram through a partisan bill. And in the Senate, we had the largest bipartisan vote ever, they told me, since the 1930s when they first started doing farm bills. So we had, as you said, 86 yes, 11 no. There were some folks that weren't there that would have actually added more to that 86 number. So we're in a very strong position. We have over 500 groups from all of the agricultural groups, conservation, hunting, fishing, the nutrition groups, the rural development groups, bioenergy. I mean, everybody is supporting our bill. and it's going to be, an important thing. I mean, we won't get a farm bill if it doesn't look an awful lot like what we passed in the Senate, because that's where the support is. And in the House, unfortunately, they just wanted to play politics with the food programs, the vast majority, 75% of which go to help our senior citizens and people with disabilities and children and their parents taking care of them. And they wanted to put more subsidies down to the big farmers in the South, cotton, rice, and peanuts. And I took that fight on 5 years ago, and I chaired the committee because disproportionately there were these subsidies going to the South, and they weren't based on having a disaster or loss. We changed that so that no subsidies, if you're doing well, we'll support crop insurance and support when you had a disaster, but taxpayers shouldn't be paying for the good times, and these big farmers in the South are trying to turn that around again. So their bill has no chance of getting through the Senate. It rolls back every reform I made 5 years ago, and it does not have the bipartisan support that it needs. So hopefully we're going to be able to, we have all the agriculture groups and the folks that support the Senate bill will be able to tell the story, and we'll be able to get a good bill done.
That's the comments of U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.